Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're seeing this, hearing this on a digital network, we ask you to amplify our efforts because we're trying to provide a service here and we're trying to wake people up in time to make sound decisions because we think there's a lot of chaos that lies ahead. We don't think we know. And we're hoping that the people that don't pay attention to this stuff, they're apolitical. We want to try to help them too. And along that spirit, we have Bob Kudla of Trade Genius. And he comes on once a month and we talk about various economic issues, a lot of it tied to the market and with information that people really don't have access to until it's too late to act on it. So our purpose here is to make sure that you get to act on it in time to make this worthwhile to you. People actually told me, Dave, I love listening to this show because I find out I can make money on your show and what's going on. And hopefully that is true. Bob, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. And may we live in interesting times should be one of the things we're saying to each other today. So where are you at with all the topsy-turvy, confusing sets of data? Cut us through the noise and what do people need to know?
Yeah, maybe I should listen to your show more. I'll make more money.
Well, if they listen to Trade Genius and you will.
I hear myself enough. Right now we're 1 month from the election. They started the cutting cycle, but interesting things are happening here. So you have, and look. And I'm not going to be political. I'm just going to try to lay things out for people, because it
Understand.
really doesn't matter. All I really care about is can I profit from this morally? And so you have a situation where the Fed, I think, panicked a little bit on the 50 basis point rate cut based on the fraudulent data coming out of the employment reports over the past 12 months. They were definitely overhyped. And there's reasons why that happened, except that the people running these things should know better, and it all stems back to the COVID fraud. People were basically creating companies out of thin air. How that got through the gate, anytime the government throws a lot of money out, fraud just simply shows up. And so you had a situation where they panicked when you have a where you have inflation that has not bottomed yet. Okay. So, in the 70s when this happened, we basically had a double dip and then round two and round three of inflation before it eventually got tamed. And so we're in this weird spot now where the Fed is starting to kind of back off. It went from we're going to do 50 basis points in November to a quarter point to now some of these guys are saying, well, wait a minute, we may not be able to cut it at all, because what happened here, they cut, normally the whole rate curve falls with it. But if you notice, mortgage rates went up, 10-year yield went up, credit card rates are at the highest ever. It didn't have the intended effect. And the problem is because worldwide, governments are printing around the world like crazy to survive. China just put out a massive stimulus. I'll talk about that because it's actually failing. And our government is spending money like it's going out of style.
Yes.
And so you have a situation where that's overwhelming the Fed's ability to control the rates. And so the bottom line here is that things aren't going to be nirvana, right? So you're going to have what we would call the great rotation happening. The great rotation, it happened in the 70s and it happened actually in 2000. We had in the 70s, you had the Nifty 50. Okay, people may remember that. If you're old enough, you remember the Nifty 50s. And you have basically those are the FANG stocks today, Tesla, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, et cetera, et cetera. And those fell 40 to 50%. But at the same time, gold and oil and that whole complex shot up 200%.
Yep.
And I think we're in that environment again. So that's really the macro, and we're seeing it. Gold at all-time highs, silver's breaking out. They can't get oil. Oil should be in the low 60s right now because it's off season. They can't get it down. Only part of the problem is, the Iran-Israeli conflict. And so that's kind of where everybody's head should be focused. So people are bailing out of financial assets and they're going to be bailing into anything hard. Okay. When I mean financial assets, I'm not talking about banks. I'm talking about anything that's financialized. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the stuff in the stock market that's going to go up are things that are going to be able to drive costs out of people's lives. Okay. When I mean people's lives, I'm talking about corporate people's lives. So you're looking at companies that can generate AI, companies that can do automation, companies that own physical fixed assets. All those guys are going to do well. Everybody else is screwed, blue, and tattooed.
Wow. I want to go to a first cousin of what we're talking about, and that was the dock strike that's temporarily been set aside. A temporary settlement on salaries, but nothing with AI or some of the other critical issues. And they're going to revisit it after the election. How convenient. Does this have the potential to topple the economy too?
No. The Teamster guy that was in charge of the union there, he royally screwed up. He basically threatened the American people. And DeSantis just did another beautiful judo move on him. Basically said, I'm bringing in Florida National Guard. We're gonna make sure there's peace at the port, and if need be, we're gonna keep the port running. And so they, it's a last gasp for those guys. I mean, even in heavily unionized countries like Amsterdam, the ports are automated. And here we're running totally archaic systems to protect a union that's pretty powerful. And those guys make a lot of money. I mean, and you can't, it's not like everybody can be part of this. This is like a cartel. You know, they pick who the next employee is. You know, the owners don't pick it. They pick it. You know, so you got grandfathers picking fathers, picking grandchildren. You know, that kind of it becomes like the Irish cops of the early 20s in New York, right? Your father was an Irish cop. You're going to be an Irish cop. Oh, by the way, you don't go through any interview. You just start showing up for police academy. And I think that's what that's all about. But they can't avoid it. They can't avoid it. Mexico is building some infrastructure south of Mexico City that can obviate the need to actually even go through the Panama Canal and even the West Coast ports, you know, for things that need to get to the East Coast. And then you have Mexico is trying to build up their rail infrastructure that they could bring that stuff in some of their Pacific ports and just run it right up through rail into the United States. So they're going to have to get with the program, or they're going to go away.
So you think they're going to have to almost fully automate like the Europeans are doing?
Oh yeah. If everybody was smart, they would just sit down with these people and say, hey, look, as you go away, your job goes away. So we're going to automate over the next 10 years. Cause a lot of these people are in their 50s already, you know? So that's kind of how you play it with them, saying, look, we're not going to bring in any more new hires. So we're going to automate as we go. And I think that's going to be probably what Trump gets elected, probably Alon's recommendation for the federal government is, look, we're not going to hire any more people. You know, there's going to be a lot of people retiring. We're going to automate as we go. I know he's going to take an axe to, you know, what I would call the lawfare, entities out there. He's going to go after education. He's going to go after IRS. You know, he's going to go after some of these guys with a big whip. And then he's going to disperse a lot of these people out of D.C. to break the concentration. And he's going to push more onto the states. So, you know, with Alon, he could trust Alon. Alon's very strategic. So I think you're going to see some of this, if Trump gets in, which I think is leaning that way now, is that the D.C. will not be what we think it is in the next 4 years. He's going to strategically break it. Short-term pain, long-term gain.
Yeah, there's such a cloud of mystery over everything. I mean, we have two assassination attempts and one that the government's linking to Iran that we don't know much about. That's three. We have the lawfare that's going on. I don't think that's going to have an effect on the election now. At one time I did. But I think we got massive voter fraud, and I'm sorry, that's out in the open now. Can they cheat enough to get what they want? I'm talking to the Democrats. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it's a given. And will the Democrats leave office peacefully? They're saying right now they're bringing in who is the Attorney General under Fast and Furious? Eric Holder. And they're bringing him in. They have $265 million set aside to file an estimated 100 lawsuits if Trump wins.
Yeah, it's gonna go. Look, it's gonna go right to the Supreme Court. And they're gonna
I
kibosh it.
agree. That's where I was going with that, Bob. Exactly. The Supreme Court's going to decide this like they did Gore and Bush. You're exactly right.
I think there's no appetite in the United States for this nonsense anymore. I mean, I think that I think they a lot of people feel like Kamala Harris is a cruel joke being imposed onto the American people. I mean, she can't even put a sentence together. I think it's quite obvious now, and I think Elon Musk is the game changer for Trump because, 10 million people watched that Butler campaign rally, and he's pumping stuff hard onto Twitter, and I think a lot of people are seeing things, and then with inflation just chewing everybody up, they can't hide, and then they do self-inflicted wounds like, offering $750 debit cards to people that don't have ATMs and don't have power. And oh, by the way, listening to the sheriffs there saying a lot of these people even get denied even getting the cards, and she's out there talking, bragging about how much money she's given to Ukraine, while she's wearing a $780 belt. So, I mean, she definitely looks clueless, and then the 60-minute thing is, I'm sure you're talking about that, is just, I mean, it's out and out fraud on the American people. You want to talk about election interference, that somebody should go to jail, right there you go. The producers of that show need to be hauled up in front of Congress right now, immediately, as an investigation. And if Trump gets elected, first thing he should do with the Justice Department is to go ahead and arrest these people. Because they've been getting away with this stuff for the last 60 years. And the thing about technology is that it's exposing these rats. In the past, they were able to get away with all the stuff subtly and under the cover with a nice smile. Now things are raw. You can't hide from the data, and you're seeing the American people are like, hey, I don't need you to tell me anything anymore. And then when you do tell me things, you're lying to me. And so I just think the country doesn't have an appetite for this anymore. And the cheating is going to have to be overwhelming. But if you look at it, Dave, the mail-in ballot requests are down, right? And they lost lawsuits in Arizona. They lost lawsuits in Wisconsin. They lost lawsuits in Pennsylvania. It looks like Georgia and North Carolina are basically off the board for her. And Arizona looks like it's off the board for her, and then Pennsylvania looks like it's off the board for her. So, that should give Trump the lock. And then you have the Arab community, which is ironic, that the Arab community says these people are dangerous, and we want Trump not because we agree with everything, it's because he has ability to just provide peace. We just want peace. And so I thought really fascinating, the groups that are coalescing around Trump, and because everybody now sees what they see here. There's some sort of a satanic entity that has encapsulated the United States, and it needs to break before it calcifies and destroys us.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So all this chaos, what's it doing to things like what you're involved in with Trade Genius? How's this manifesting?
Well, it's manifesting itself in that people are buying hard assets. So that's what we're seeing, in the trade information, and then anything productivity related. So that's where the money's moving, and it's moving rapidly. So gold's at all-time high. We have precious metal positions. Energy is holding up. We have geopolitical issues, and we have a supply demand imbalance. You know, we're in those. AI, you know, we're looking at a new emerging hype stock coming in is Palantir. Palantir is already up like 8x. You know, it could be the next Nvidia in terms of the hype machine, because they if people don't know what Palantir is, it really started out as a kind of a defense project, where they literally can take data, and they can determine that Bob Kudla walks out of his house 90% of the time at 6:02 in the morning to go get coffee, and they've captured and killed terrorists. They've won battles because of the proclivity of the human nature. And now this thing is being infused into the entire economic ecosystem. You know, not all this stuff's evil. Like it's able to peruse data fast, and so everybody's going to be trying to get a hold of this Palantir technology, you know, sitting on top of NVIDIA chips, and you know, it'd probably be a huge productivity tool. But that's, you know, just another area. And then what we're also doing is the Yield Max products are doing great. So these are the ones that are the high yield products that, you know, are paying on the low side 20% annualized. On the high side, you know, the Yield Max products that are looking at MicroStrategy and NVIDIA, those things and Bitcoin are paying out at 100% annualized rates. And so we have those, and we show people how to hedge those correctly so that you can make money whether the market goes up or down. So that's our view, and that's what's happening. I think people are engaging because they think Trump's going to win. And so, you know, what we'll probably have after the election, if he wins, it will probably have a basically a blow-off top, you know, enthusiasm for the future. And then we roll into a recession. If Kamala does pull this off, the market will crash the next day because it'll be an absolute disaster.
I totally agree with the last statement you just made. But even in a disaster, I've learned this about you at Trade Genius. You have a way to turn chicken poop into chicken salad. People right now, they're hurting so bad that 82% of America is dipping into their savings to pay for basic bills. About a third of America is getting second jobs, sometimes third jobs. I think you have an antidote to that with Trade Genius for people that need to increase income. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, beside if look, if you want to trade, you know, you can make really good money swing trading. Okay. And we show you how to do that. We have algorithms that are very effective. There are certain stocks that respond very well to these algorithms, and you just trade them over and over again and just collect like an ATM machine. If you don't like to trade, but you need to make more money, is that these Yield Max products, if they're properly constructed, which we help you do, you know, with modest amounts of money, you can generate decent monthly income. So that's how we're helping people. You know, I mean, look, we have people investing $200,000 in these things, bringing in $17,000 a month in income. Okay. These aren't my products. Okay. And I'm not managing your money. These are retail products. And then you can match a long side with a short side and basically eliminate the noise of stock price movement and just capture the premiums. And now they have structured these that some of them pay weekly, and they pay different times in a month, so that you can basically create a weekly cash flow machine, you know, to be able to survive. And we help people do that. In fact, Dave, you know what we should do in November? Maybe we should, instead of doing a regular call, we should do a webinar. You know, and so I can show these people how this stuff works. It's absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, look, I'm sold. I'm all in. I'm one of those guys with $200,000 generating $18,000 a month in income from these. Okay. They're just amazing. And if you have them in your IRA, you're not getting the, you know, distribution dividend tax. That's the other thing too. You're making this money on a dividend rate. And if you make less than $90,000 a year, qualified dividends are at 0% tax. So, there's a lot of things we can do. But let's do that. I think it's really important. I mean, I love these things, and they're getting better and better all the time. These guys are learning how to structure these things to keep generating more and more income as it goes forward. And eventually you're going to see these, what they're going to call a yield, fixed yield products. We're going to say, look, I want to make 30% a year. And they'll construct a back office that you don't have to worry about it. And you're going to be getting a dividend of 30% divided by 12, right? Every 2.5% dividend, yield monthly, not yearly, monthly. And so those are kind of things that are out there, and definitely want to help people. These are absolute game changers. And the reason why they work, they have nothing to do with the stock price at all, other than the movement of the stock price. So the more volatile the stock is, the stock doesn't have to even go anywhere. As long as the movement is violent, these guys profit from the movement. And that's all we've been doing our whole life. The more volatile the market is, the more money we make, in terms of the trade signals that we put out. A boring market is not a profitable market,
Wow, that's
with the
amazing. So these tough times are really helping your business, aren't they?
Well, and it helps not necessarily help my business, but it helps our trading, I just want to help enough people to make enough money, and then enough people will join my service. So, but yeah, so I love it. Absolutely love it. I think, and if you go, Dave, we set up a site for you, right? So,
DaveLovesTrading.com, yeah.
go there, and we have really good pricing out there. It's discounted even below my retail price. So go out there and check it. But if you happen to stumble onto my site instead, tradelikeagenius.com, just tell them that you came from this show. So I can give Dave credit for it. So
Yeah, it's
I do this. I support his
DaveLovesTrading.com.
show.
Yeah, Bob, I just want to make this really clear to people. They come in, they go through a brief training period. They can emulate what you do. There's chat rooms to help them, and all they basically got to do, it's a Betty Crocker. This is how we play the market, and this is how you're going to make money. And people are overwhelmingly satisfied. I've never had a complaint. With all the years we've done this, and I've referred people to you, I've never had one complaint, Bob. Not one. And so people, if you really need another income, some people turn it into first income. You heard Bob's numbers. Some people supplement their income with doing this, and you get to work out of the home. You set your own schedule. So it really, this is something I think you should really take a look at. And you go, well, I'm not a stock market person. You don't have to be. Is it accurate to say, Bob, you teach them what they need to know to make money?
Yeah, I mean, look, we call it see trade, take trade. I mean, we truly try to keep it visual and simple. And if you just want to use these yield products, I mean, I have customers that just check in once a week, and just to make sure, hey, are our pair trades aligned the way we are? I push them out via the app, so people don't even have to even show up. They just can monitor it, daily and tweak it accordingly. But there's some guys that retired in their 40s that are doing this stuff, and they're living their life. They're making more than they would have if they were working, and they have freedom. And we have a lot of people who retired that were able to retire because of these products. So, we think they're game changers. We think we know how to help you manipulate them into your benefit, and it doesn't take a lot at all. And what we charge for the service to be able to help you do that, nothing. Okay? Nothing. You're talking a cup of coffee a day kind of fees.
Yeah,
You
I
know what
hear
I
you.
mean?
I hear you. It's really good
Yeah.
stuff. So go to DaveLovesTrading.com, and I can't recommend this strongly enough. And Bob, we kind of had a good news show because I am hopeful. I'm cautiously optimistic Trump is going to win, and that's going to provide us with better economic opportunities across the board. I don't know how anyone in the right mind could vote for Kamala Harris. She has not. We have an opportunity economy. Well, what do you mean opportunity? And as soon as anyone in the government says that, you're saying, well, we have socialism. Just trust us. To me, that's what she's saying. But wow, it's interesting times we live in. But ladies and gentlemen, trade genius is real. And by the way, before we go, give your numbers out in terms of, like, I know it's not the right term, but I call it return on investment and successful trades and so forth.
Yeah.
What are your stats?
Yeah, I'll give it to you as of this morning. Give me uno momento, por favor. Okay. As of 10/9/2024, 8/8/18 in the morning, my time, 66.3% win rate, 53.72% annualized gains, and
Wow.
that is over 13, it's almost 1,300 trades, making up that calculation.
So winning 2 out of 3 with an annualized return rate of over 50%, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and because of our algorithm, we always tweak it. Our win rate's slowly climbing up even higher, which is really hard to do when you have 1,300 data points in your average. Okay, so we're moving the needle pretty well, and the gains are solid, and you have and that doesn't even include the YieldMax products, Dave. Those things are a whole different level. I don't measure those that way because people construct theirs a little bit differently, but they're all doing really well. And YieldMax even has their own ROIs on those. Those are just the swing trades. The YieldMax trades are even performing at even a higher level.
Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. Again, one more time before we bid adieu to Bob, trade, excuse me, DaveLovesTrading.com. That's DaveLovesTrading.com. Need a second income? This is something really to look at very seriously. A lot of people from the audience have gone and done this, and the transition's easy. Bob, hey, thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to doing that webinar with you in November.
Yeah, definitely, Dave, you have a good one, and I'll catch up to you next month, and we'll put a notice out far enough in advance so enough people could show up, and you guys can see what I'm talking about, and you can be as amazed as I am on this stuff. It's definitely a game changer.
Absolutely is. Well, thanks a lot, Bob, for joining us. Everybody else, stay tuned. Thank you.